हरे कृष्णा,
मे कृष्णा द होम पेज ऑफ योर माइंड्स ब्राउजर. सपोज वी हैव अ कंप्यूटर ब्राउजर विच हैज़ अ पर्टिकुलर होम पेज एज एज अ पर्टिकुलर डिफॉल्ट होम पेज ना. एंड सपोज इन दैट ब्राउजर दोज डिफॉल्ट सेटिंग्स आर हिडन समवेयर डीप इनसाइड वेर दे नॉट ईजिली एक्सेसिबल और चेंजेबल. वेन एवर वी turn on the browser, automatically it goes to that particular home page. Even though we do not want it to go there, still it keeps going there again and again and again. Now at such a time, how do we ensure that we don't visit that site, especially if that site is commercial or obscene or whatever, and because of which we don't want to visit it? Then what would we normally do? Normally, as soon as they go to that site, we would actually close that site. As in, as the browser opens in that tab, we'll close the tab and we'll open some other tab and go wherever we want to go. Now this we may have to do repeatedly, but if we could spend some time, go explore the settings of the browser, find out where the home page is, and even if there is a little trouble, we take the trouble to changing the home page, then once the home page of the browser is changed, then it will not be able to a trouble of going to the wrong tab and closing that wrong tab will automatically be removed for us, because we will have reshaped the home, we have redefined the home page to be somewhere where we naturally want to go. So similarly, for us, if we compare our mind to a browser, and the mind browses in various directions with powered by thoughts and desires and things of various objects. So for our mind's browser, we all have some sense objects, some material things as its default home page. That means as soon as the mind launches off in some thoughts, it immediately goes in these directions. And as it goes in these directions, it simply catches and degrades us. If we don't want to be degraded thus, we need to avoid succumbing to those browsers. And the best way to avoid succumbing to the mind's browser settings of the home page is that whenever the mind goes in a particular direction, we resist and pull it back. We just, as the mind goes off in a particular direction, no, this is not where I want to go, we bring it back. So Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita 6th chapter when he says, Yato yato nishchalati manaschanchalam asthiram tatastato niyam yaitad atmanyeva shamnayed. So he says, wherever and whenever the mind wanders, bring it back under the control of the self. Don't let it go off in that direction. Bring it back. And then what happens when we bring it back like this? In the next verse he says, Yunjan evam sadatmanam yogi vigat kalmashah sukhena brahma samsparsham atyantam sukham ashnute. He says in 6.1 that when we repeatedly practice bringing the mind back like this, then actually the process of yoga involves not just bringing the mind away from the negative, it also means bringing the mind on the positive. And this positive reality is Brahman. The highest manifestation of Brahman is Parabrahman, Krishna, Bhagwan Sri Krishna. So when we focus our consciousness on Krishna, then that connectedness with the Supreme Brahman, Sukhena Brahma Samsparsham Atyantam Sukham Ashnute, we experience the highest happiness in relationship with that Supreme Absolute Truth. And once we experience that highest happiness, then there is such great fulfillment that gradually the mind becomes convinced that this is where real happiness is. Happiness lies in Krishna. Happiness doesn't lie in these worldly objects. Once we realize that, then we no longer get distracted, tempted. No longer do we go towards other things. We stay focused on Krishna. So, just as we need the mechanical restraining and retraining of the mind when it is wandering here and there. That is like the home page starts off in the browser and we close it. But along with that, if we go deeper and explore, why is it that the mind is going off in these directions? It is going because the mind equates these activities with happiness. And changing the default home page of the browser and of the mind means revising that definition by philosophical study and by spiritual experience. When we see for ourselves that actually absorption in Krishna gives us far greater happiness than does infatuation with sense objects, then gradually we resist and reject the mind's propositions and we change our mind's home page. When we start feeling at home in Krishna, just as we repeatedly wish to come back home, we start each new day at our home and at the end of the day we return back home. So like that, we do various work, but as soon as our works are done, we immediately come to Krishna. And in that way, we stay safe and satisfied even in this life. What to speak of the next? Thank you. Hare Krishna.